This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or you could go to discord.lrn.fm and join in on the on-air call-in lines. And so in studio, it's Vincent.
It's Ian.
And Ian, now you have some even more dire news about the status that like millennials or Gen Zers. This is like their first like main crisis of their lives, I believe.
Yeah, a story from the New York Times.
International crisis.
Talks about a couple of young folks in Kansas City who, you know, when they were growing up in 2008, he was in high school. Evan Shade was in high school, and you know, it was like a thing that happened to other people. Now, as a full on adult, it's pretty devastating to him. He and his girlfriend have lost their jobs. And as they point out here in the story, the youngest American adults are facing what is for most of them the first serious economic crisis of their working lives, and by most measures, they are woefully unprepared. The position looks doubly precarious when measured against older generations today and relative to those generations when they were the same age, from 23 to 35 years old. Going into the financial crisis of 2008, Generation X was roughly the same age as the millennials are today, but had on average at the time twice the total assets that millennials now have when all bank accounts, stocks, and loans are added together, according to an analysis done for the Times by economists at the St. Louis Federal Reserve. Now members of Generation X, who are 40 to 55, are in a strong position relative to millennials even after being battered by the 2008 crisis. They have about four times the assets and more than twice as much in savings as today's youngest American adults. So looking at millennials today compared to the Gen Xers in 2008, or 12 years ago, the millennials today are not even as well off as the Gen Xers were when they were the millennials' age more than a decade ago. So why is that? Well, there's a lot of, you know, potential reasons for it.
Federal Reserve devaluing the currency, jobs getting shipped out overseas, automation. Just was like child labor laws. I mean, apparently, like when I started working, but you know, my parents were fine with it. The company was fine with it. I wasn't allowed to be working. Many reasons. I mean, I think it just shows there's like an objective economic decline of a country. But because of my GDP and my stock market, politicians refuse to address any of it.
The turmoil caused by the coronavirus has brought out generational divisions. College students partying on Florida beaches have earned the ire of older Americans who face graver health risks when youthful gatherings spread the virus. But while young adults may face fewer health problems, they are more vulnerable to the financial costs of the downturn. Millennials are much more likely to be involved in part-time work and the gig economy, according to government reports, and these have been hard hit. Such work generally provides few benefits to cushion the blow of bad times. And these are also people who aren't known for their savings habits, right? They just go out and party all weekend, every weekend, and this is one of the reasons why people are living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have good financial habits to begin with. The sudden disappearance of paychecks, combined with a wide array of monthly debt payments and the declines in any investments, like going to school, you got to pay that debt, right?
And you can't declare bankruptcy on it if you got a government loan.
Right, is forcing some millennials to take desperate measures. Social media has been filled with discussions about how best to take money out of a 401k retirement account just to pay for rent. Dan Gomez, who's 22, lives with his parents near Boston. By the way, you're going to see a lot more of that. A lot more people are going to be moving in with their folks because they can't afford the rent. And that's okay. I mean, there's no shame in doing what you have to do to survive.
Oh, it happens in European countries, right?
Sure.
Especially the cities where they have ancient architecture. Like, and that's one of the reasons why they say Italy was harder hit with deaths, because you have, like, generations living within the same house together.
Mr. Gomez, again 22 years old, has been selling his video game consoles on eBay to make his upcoming car payment. after losing his job at an AT&T store. He says, quote, "I've just been staying at home and playing video games, so I'm kind of upset I have to do this, but I have no choice." He said Andrew Lawson, who's 29, was making $500 to $600 a week delivering food for DoorDash on Hawaii's Big Island. After the state shut down non-essential businesses, most restaurants closed. In 3 days of work in 1 week, Lawson made less than $60, which wasn't even enough to cover the gas to get to Kona, the city with all the work. He says, quote, "Nowadays I might get a $5 order from McDonald's after 3 hours of waiting." Lawson has a 2-year-old and a pregnant wife who does not work. They were down to eating plain noodles until he visited the food bank and got a bag of potatoes and some carrots. He has set up accounts on all social networks to broadcast his need for work, any work at all. And, of course, a lot more young people are losing their jobs because they're working in, you know, the service industry where there's no one to service. They're going to get their jobs cut.
And, you know, the U.S. has went from a manufacturing economy to a service economy, which is going to be a good thing that they advertise. And it looks like we're going to be seeing a Great Depression. I mean, at least, like, you know, I don't want to fearmonger, but it sounds like we might be seeing Great Depression sort of just scenario like the Grapes of Wrath or any of these other I mean it's because like I'm seeing people living in their cars now, just, you know, in New Hampshire, Keene isn't the most well-to-do area, but still. And it's gonna, I mean, I don't know if Americans are gonna be able to put up with this, because, like, even though, yeah, I don't want to put generalizations, but like there's sort of an idea that Americans are spoiled, even, like, you know, spoiled or pampered, at least compared to, like, poverty in the rest of the world.
Of course. We're incredibly wealthy compared to a lot of the rest of the world.
Well, I wouldn't say we are wealthy. There's just more wealth in the country.
Well, no, we are wealthy. If you look at a poor person, a, quote, poor person in the United States, they probably have a cell phone. They probably have multiple television sets in their home. They probably have heat. They probably have refrigeration. And these are things that you don't think about, right? Like, it's like, oh, of course there's a refrigerator here. You know, of course there's a heater. Of course there's all these things.
Well, I wouldn't consider someone to be poor if they did have those.
Well, in the United States, almost everyone has those things.
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's what I'm telling you.
Because they have, like, the poverty line. And what I'm saying is,
you look at a poor person today in the United States and compare them to a king in the 1800s or the 1700s or something like that, and they have, in a lot of ways, more wealth. Now, they don't have, like, servants and, you know, certain trappings that, you know, the wealthy back then did have.
Well, we have technology.
They got air conditioning.
We have technology to replace that. And so
But that's real wealth.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And what I'm trying to say is that I think that if this gets any worse, right, if we do end up in a depression in this country, that our standard of poverty is going to be very much similar to, like, in Russia's or other countries, less developed countries. And that's not going to be good. I mean, this place is going to be ripe for, let's say, was it Weimar Germany, right, after the Germans lost the First World War. I mean, it was a hotbed for all sorts of revolutions and coups and such and political instability. And I think that we're going to see, like, a rise in violence and danger and crime in this country if we end up in a depression.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit more here to this story. I mean, it just goes on to talk about some of the other difficulties that young people are going to be facing. Households, the 2008 crisis made young Americans then more reluctant to invest in the stock market. Millennials today have, on average, only a third of the stock market holdings that Gen X did before the 2008 financial crisis, which actually is probably helping them right now because the stock market took a huge tanking over the last few weeks. But that doesn't mean that they've done anything else that's wise with their money, necessarily.
No, it's not like for, you know, investing in metals or Bitcoin or property. It's just all going up their nose or down their gullet. Or video games.
Jack Achenbrunk, 25, who until last month made a living playing drums, amazingly, in a band in Nashville, Tennessee, began putting money into an investment account with the startup Acorns last year and had gotten up to $2,000 by February. The value of the account plunged by almost half in recent weeks, making him question his decision to put it there in the first place. He said, "I'm thinking, what if I just kept that $30 a week? I'd still have that money, and I could use it now," he said, who's been trying to make some money playing concerts online. And that's the thing with stocks, man. I mean, look, I'm no investment expert or anything like that, but you're just basically gambling. I'm sorry. That's all you're doing, is you're just gambling on the future of these individual companies. And maybe you'll be right.
Well, I'd say I wouldn't compare these. When you say gambling, I mean, I'd say there's more value than, like, playing, you know, poker or roulette, because you could actually make intelligent decisions with the stock market, right? Like, if you think if there's, like, an attack or we're going to go to war, some stocks are worth more than others. Gold, you could have hedges. You could have short orders and such. But
yeah, how are you doing with all that?
Well, you know, I'm not going to disclose that on the air. Okay. But, you know, I'm a capitalist. Coming up, we're going to be talking about 5G and the science behind it, or maybe not the science behind it.
We adopted Buddy. We didn't know that he has to sit sitting up. To just put him down.
DINOVITE.com.
I heard about Dynavite and started mixing it in with his food. He's happy, he's healthy, and he's going to be with me for a long time because of Dynavite. I love my dog. I want him happy and healthy, so I give him Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Three Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you could do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we have me, Vincent.
And Ian.
I'm still getting used to it. And I want to talk to you about ForkFest 2020. Now, you could join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground.
If you're not chicken.
If a campground doesn't shut down entirely. Yeah. But hopefully not. You know, Coos County, I actually checked it. They only have one, at least according to whatever map I saw today, they only have one confirmed patient there, right? And Coos is like, it's what they call the Great Wilderness. You know, it's part of the Great North.
Yeah.
There's more infections in, like, some of the remote areas of Maine than there were in Coos. Huh. So, it should be safe up there, which, implying that it's not safe anywhere else except from the government, but... you know, you have people who think that we're living in, like, the flashback scenes of Will Smith's I Am Legend. So, at Rogers Campground in... You know, so, it's going to... So you could join liberty-minded people from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's fork, F-O-R-K, fest.party. So now we're waiting patiently on the phone lines. We go to Mike from, looks like, Gold Bar, Washington. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
Hi, Vincent. Listen, I'm older. I'm 57. And I heard you talking about millennials. And I basically what I felt was the reason they don't have any money in their pocket right now is because of the economy, companies moving overseas. And I just want to argue a little bit. The millennials I know that each, we'll say a husband and wife, that spend $9 at Starbucks every morning after they pick up their $20 worth of cigarettes, they could feed their kids and themselves lentil beans, dried garlic, dried onions, and a can or two of tomatoes for about 2 weeks. And I think that's why they don't actually have any money. It doesn't have anything to do with the way things are. Younger people are just not even a lot of them. Not all. I know some really bright, really well-together millennials, but a lot of them are just passing their time in front of video games, drinking at Starbucks and smoking cigarettes at $10 a pack. That's why they don't have any money.
So you're saying it's their financial, habits.
I'm saying that they are so smart, they don't think about things like what's going on right now, honestly. The ones that I know, and I know quite a few that are, because some of them help me from time to time, I give them little jobs because I'm missing a leg, so I sometimes hire a friend. But the thing is, when we're having these hard times and they show up with a pack of Cools in their pocket, they're not even thinking about feeding their kids. They're just not thinking about little tiny bumps in the road like this one. And I hope they realize that when you buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks, you could have fed yourself, your wife, and two kids for a couple of days with beans, things that you need for an emergency, and to kind of wise up a little bit that way. That's all.
All right, that's more of a statement about their financial habits generally, right? Because the reason they're going to Starbucks right now is because they went to Starbucks before all this S hit the fan, and they had a habit that was created, and God knows how much money they could have saved if they hadn't had a Starbucks habit or, like you said, smoking cigarettes the whole time. That's not to say that, their previous generations weren't smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee, too, and they had to learn these bad habits from somebody, and presumably it was their parents who didn't teach them how to save money, right?
Or cook, or to be frugal.
I did the same thing myself. I actually did most of my life. I just blew every penny I had, which is why I actually now live in a trailer park. but I now live within the means of what I actually made, so I don't have any debts. You know, I've got a rent space. I've got electricity and water. It all comes first. And then I eat a healthy diet, which actually turned out to be excellent.
It's a trailer blocking the signal on the cell phone.
It's good. Well, thank you for the call. I have a hard time hearing you. And but that just shows, never too late to change your habits and
learn. That's true. And now, especially when life throws a curveball at you, it's giving you the opportunity to say, hello, McFly, break out of this. Yeah, you gotta change your habits now or else you're not going to be able to feed your kids. Do you really want to go and wait in the case in Florida, there was I don't know how many miles long the line was, but it was hundreds of cars line waiting to get to the food bank. Is this what you want to do with your time?
It's like that saying, good times create weak men create bad, people, I guess, so you don't want to use a gender. Weak people create bad times create strong people, strong people create good times, and it's just a constant cycle. Yeah. And, I'm glad he called to bring it up because, I've seen people's I see people who are late to class, and this is back in high school, they'd be late to class because they needed their Starbucks. And it's like, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I'm sure you could just go and get a cheaper coffee and get
the ingredients. You can make your own coffee at home.
Oh, yeah,
lot cheaper.
You can put your own
pumpkin
spice.
Feed your addiction
spice.
That way.
Exactly, yeah. And it is an addiction, too. I mean, it's people are like, nicotine cancer stick consumers, potheads, just drinking. But don't talk to me unless I had my coffee today.
It's not to say that there aren't people in previous generations who had the exact same addictions. So, again, these things are learned somewhere, and odds are their parents failed. Likely their boomer parents failed to teach them how to save money, failed to teach them how to be, financially responsible.
Oh, yeah, how to survive and such. It's unfortunate, too, because, people are responsible for their own behavior, but, parents are also responsible for their children, and it's an unfortunate situation. It's going to lead to disaster. Speaking of disaster now, finally moving on to 5G here. So this is
what
InfoWars.com. YouTube, well, first, there's a censorship regarding it right now. If there wasn't all this censorship regarding discussion on 5G, I wouldn't really think anything of it, saying, okay, it's just another conspiracy theory. But whenever they claim, whenever there's any censorship of any sort of topic, that's when I start to get interested. Okay, well, why doesn't anyone want to look at this? Right? Someone puts a statue in a park. People walk by, but people are going to walk by. They might check it out if it's interesting. But if you make a statue in a park and then put a tarp over it and says you're not allowed to look at
it, I want to know what's there.
Exactly. Yeah. So YouTube restricts content about 5G dangers after multiple attacks on towers. Possible correlation between 5G radiation and coronavirus severity cited in scientific white papers. Google-owned YouTube is banning videos that raise concerns about a possible correlation between 5G and the coronavirus, saying such assertions are, quote, conspiracy theories. Quote, now, any content that disputes the existence of or transmission of COVID-19, as described by the World Health Organization and local health authorities, is in violation of YouTube policies. This includes conspiracy theories, which claim that the symptoms are caused by 5G, a YouTube spokesperson said in a statement Tuesday.
And which is silly. I mean, it's a silly nonsense, but it's also stupid to ban that stuff.
Well, hold on now. We're going to get into the science of it. I have a peer-reviewed paper. We're going to get into how vehemently we're enforcing this. When we come back, this is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, I think the economy is going to do very well. Now, that's just my feeling. It's a strong feeling. I've had good, proper feelings about a lot of things over the years, and I think we're going to do well.
President Trump sounding optimistic about the U.S. economic outlook at the daily White House coronavirus briefing. He also talks about the grim reality of how many people have passed away after becoming infected with the virus.
We're at the lower end of the curve in terms of death, which is a terrible word, a terrible dark word that we've experienced like nobody's ever seen before in this country. Well, but when you look at the lower levels of 100, lower prediction levels of 100, 120,000 to 220,000, or if we did nothing up to 2.2 million people, we're looking at a much lower level than the level of, I hope, than the level of 100,000.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live, the radio where you control the airwaves at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, I'm Vincent, your host.
And Ian.
Here's Ian, and I want to give a very, very special thank you to our amplifier, Joe Maraca. He is a platinum amplifier, which, Ian, how much do platinum amplifiers
donate? $25 a month, at least.
At least $25 a month. So we have, want to thank Joe for his or her generosity and be part of that. And
it's a he.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure, you know.
I've met him.
Could be Josephine, you know. So, all right, just want to make sure. I don't want to make any assumptions about gender.
I mean, I didn't check down his pants or anything
Okay, it's safe to assume. But anyway, regardless, thank you, Joe. Greatly appreciated. And if you would like to learn how to become an amplifier and have your name read on the air, then you could go to amp.freetalklive.com.
But you don't have to. You can do it anonymously. By default, amping is anonymous. You have to actually opt in to getting thanked on the air, just so you know.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. And who wouldn't want to get thanked on the air?
Someone who wants to be anonymous.
Wants to be. Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a host. I have, like, that attention thing. Maybe it's because I'm a Gen Z, you know. But, I understand. So, continuing on talking about this 5G, and so Google, which owns YouTube, is just stamping down on any sort of COVID-19 conspiracy theory, and 5G... has been hit by that, and so Continuing on, a YouTube spokesperson said, "We have clear policies that prohibit videos promoting medically unsubstantiated methods to prevent the coronavirus in place of seeking medical treatment, and we quickly remove videos violating these patterns when flagged to us."
This is an official statement from YouTube?
Yeah, yes. For borderline and now the video.
Also, Twitter's been taking posts down as well.
Twitter is.
They targeted a couple weeks ago the president of Brazil. They took down a couple of his posts that were critical of coronavirus.
Oh, yeah, because they're talking about, like, chloroquine, and I don't know if his was chloroquine, but, yeah, absolutely, and it's like, who is their, what's their right, and I know what you're going to say, you know, it's their platform, but, I mean, for, like, to ban of one peer, although some people would say now that if Trump blocks them on Twitter, then he can't, there's like some court said that he can't block people on Twitter because it's an official
government thing.
Yeah, so I'd say, you know, and I this is a very slippery slope. I'm not like Cantwell's opinion of, you know, having the government like totally take over these platforms.
That would be terrible.
Exactly. But I mean, I think that I think that there's a lot to be improved on with these platforms.
Well, here's what's happening. I mean,
I'd say it's absolutely devious and evil. I mean, all these people,
yeah,
they work, these technocrats, right? All these technocrats work together and promote the state. So, I mean, if you know, I don't have any qualm with the state interfering with Google, Twitter, Facebook, or anything. As far as I'm concerned, they all deserve it. They're absolutely just as evil as the state.
Yeah, but the state isn't going to do your bidding.
Oh, I know, unfortunately.
They're going to do their bidding. So the whole idea that the state's going to interfere with them in some way that's going to benefit you is pure fantasy.
Oh, I know. I agree.
And it would create a very, very scary anti-free speech, anti-business freedom, anti-internet freedom precedent if the state did that. So what I wanted to point out about this, though, is that not only is YouTube doing it, Twitter's doing it, but we also lost a radio station on this show within the last couple of weeks because we're not towing the line. And that's what these people are saying, is they don't want to be seen propagating information that doesn't toe the state line, that doesn't exactly echo what the CDC or Trump or whoever it is that's in charge, this Fauci guy or whatever, state governors. If you're not doing what the state says to do, if you're not echoing the state party line, doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican, if you're bucking the trend, if you're Ammon Bundy, if you're Free Talk Live, if you're anybody who's standing up and speaking out against what the state agents are saying, then these corporations are doing the state's bidding.
Absolutely.
And they're towing the line.
And this is how this is how things like the Holocaust happened, how all sorts of murders happen, state-sponsored murders happen, because first they silence you, and then they kill you.
Mm.
So just a little bit more here. For borderline content that could misinform users in harmful ways, we reduced recommendations. We'll continue to evaluate the impact of these videos on communities around the world. The video platform removed a London Real interview featuring David Icke, where he claimed that 5G is part of a larger plot to control humanity, pointing out to instances of Europeans destroying several 5G towers as evidence that many people don't support the installation of new technology. Now, I listened to the entire interview before it got taken down. It was taken down like within hours of it getting uploaded, and he didn't advocate for it. He just said that this is happening, mm-hmm. Right? If 5G continues and reaches where they want to take it, human life as we know it is over. So people have to make a decision. And now David Icke is not he's not like a scientist. He's a conspiracy researcher. But I have a peer-reviewed study that does talk about ill health effects of 5G that we'll get to shortly. Just going to finish this article. As Infowars has been reporting, I'll just read it just to show what they're saying. 5G is a major health concern with or without COVID-19. It's not to say 5G causes coronavirus. Could it very well exacerbate the symptoms of it, evidenced by several scientific studies suggesting 5G has negative effects on the immune system. I'm not going to click on their link because I have my own. And, yeah, in this study that I have here, and then we'll go to the phone lines before I get into it, was published received in the 12th of December, 2019. So this was before, I think COVID-19 was happening in Wuhan at that point, but this is before anyone associated it with 5G. So you're not going to find the words coronavirus or COVID-19 in this study. But first, we have Bad Slave on the phones here. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm I'm complaining here about your claiming that Biden's no molester. I watched him, and he uses his hands, and I think, an uninvited, inappropriate manner.
Okay, I guess it depends on one's definition of molestation. Because growing up, when I'd hear about child molesters, I figure like I connotate molesting with like touching in people's private parts and stuff. Where most of the videos of Biden, he's just like stroking, which is weird, but I wouldn't call it molesting. He's like not even groping. He's just like stroking little kids' hair and whispering into their ears about wanting to date them and all sorts of odd stuff. But what's your definition of molestation?
Well, I think that they're. That it's an uninvited touch. And I think that by the looks on some of those little girls' faces, they were not happy.
And the parents too. But the parents.
Yeah, there's a difference between sexual molestation and molestation. I mean, nice. Bad Slave is right. A molestation can be any kind of unwanted touching. Sexual molestation involves touching of genitalia and sexual parts. And certainly Biden looks like he would like to do that, but probably doesn't do it in public. Although he gets really gropey in public, like surprisingly creepily gropey. And you can see it all over at joebiden.info.
And just imagine what he does in private. If this is
That's
what he
what
does.
I'm saying.
When he knows he's surrounded by cameras.
Right. He is incredibly brazen in what he does.
Oh,
and
but Ian, he's just being friendly. You're just being partisan. He's very touchy-feely.
No, I'm not partisan about this.
And anything else you want to add, Bad Slave?
Well, I would just say that, if he's willing to do that in front of a camera, I blanch at what might be going on, when he gets one of these little girls alone.
That's a good point. Oh, it's a scary point. Thank you very much for the call. Coming up.
Yeah, I want to hear about this 5G stuff because I don't buy it.
Absolutely. I mean, they've
been saying this crap about cell phones for as long as there have been cell phones.
Yeah, but
this
that's the thing. Well, the thing, though, is that people expect like an immediate response, right? Like within weeks, they're going to start developing tumors. Yeah. But with the way with cells work and the way the cancer develops, it's over a long period of time, right? Like miners don't get black lung after like a month of working in a coal mine. It's over long periods of time, right? Same thing with like asbestos and such. And so, I mean, you have these people who are, the naysayers and stuff. And I understand, Ian, you're being skeptical, so I'm not including you in that. But the people who just, like, regurgitate all this crap that they hear from Bill Nye, the science guy, even though, guess what, he's an actor. He's not a real scientist. and they just, it's just a stupid sheep who probably deserve to die from 5G. All right, well, this is coming up. We're going to finally get to the root of 5G. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGooday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGooday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live, and we have not a moment to lose. Now I'm going to quickly go over this peer-reviewed article I have, and I recommend anyone who is interested in the ill effects of the potential ill effects of 5G to look it up. It's called titled Adverse Health Effects of 5G Mobile Networking Technology Under Real-Life Conditions, and the names attached to it are Ronald N. Kostoff, Paul Heroux, Michael Ashner, and Aristides Sitakis, or some Greek name, I can't pronounce it. And it was, as I said before in a previous segment, it was accepted January 23rd, 2020. And so I'm just going to read the abstract first before we get into the meat and potatoes of it. This article identifies adverse effects of non-ionizing, non-visible radiation, hereafter called wireless radiation, reported in the premier biomedical literature. It emphasizes that most of the laboratory experiments conducted to date, which is what, you know, whenever I see these sheeple, you know, posting all these backyard scientists or whatever, idiot savants who say, like, oh, you know, Vincent, you're a conspiracy theorist. I saw this, you know, Science Today magazine, and it says 5G is good for you. This is what it's referring to. Most of those studies were done in, you know, the laboratory, and it gets even more insidious about the disinfo about 5G that's getting spread. The laboratory experience conducted to date are not designed to identify the more severe adverse effects reflexive of the real-life operating environment in which wireless radiation systems operate. Many experiments do not include pulsing and modulation of a carrier signal. The vast majority do not account for synergetic adverse effects of other toxic stimuli, such as chemical and biological, acting in concert with the wireless radiation. This article also presents evidence that the nascent 5G mobile networking technology will affect not only the skin and eyes, as commonly believed, but will have adverse systematic effects as well. And I recommend this. It's only 12 pages, so I recommend people check it out for themselves.
Now, this is just one study.
Yes.
in a peer-reviewed journal.
But it cites, and it had like... Was
and peer-review doesn't really mean squat.
No, I know, but other I just got to say, at least from what I read in this, it holds up a lot more than what I see like just these mainstream media articles. And all you have to do is type in just 5G, and instead of getting information on 5G, you get all these articles that just already say, oh, 5G is perfectly fine for you. So there's definitely something going on here. I'm just going to be reading highlighted sections of it, as I said, and I just want to give the name of it. Again, it's Adverse Health Effects of 5G Mobile Networking Technology Under Real-Life Conditions. I recommend everyone, who's interested in it, check it out themselves. Don't just take my word for it. So neither 5G, and this is in the introduction, neither 5G nor 4G have been tested for safety in credible real-life scenarios. Alarmingly, many of the studies conducted in more benign environments show harmful effects from this radiation. This present article overviews the medical and biological studies that have been performed to date relative to effects from wireless radiation. So I'm just skipping around. However, even in the absence of missing real-life components such as toxic chemicals and biotoxins, the literature shows there is much valid reason for concern about potential adverse health effects from both 4G and 5G technology.
Okay, so they're attacking 4G as well, which has been around for...
It's not attacking, it's just saying the effects that have been observed in certain studies. So now medium frequencies... Right, and from 300 kilohertz to 900 megahertz are used for AM, FM, TV broadcasts. So that's on the lower end. So then there's microwave frequencies. And so now for when we're talking about 5G, if 5G is under higher microwave frequencies, so 5 gigahertz to 300 gigahertz, are used for radar and proposed for microwave Wi-Fi and will be used for high-performance 5G.
Is being used because 5G's already been rolled out.
Yes.
In certain places.
In many, primarily cities. And so...
And 4G's been active for like a decade.
In aggregate, in aggregate, for the high-frequency radio frequency RF part of the spectrum, these reviews show that RF radiation below the FCC guidelines can result in, and there's a whole list, I'm just going to go to relevant ones, genotoxicity, DNA damage, DNA repair inhibition, chromatin structure, neurobehavioral problems.
So what do you
want to
do, shut off all radio transmitters?
I'm not saying that, I'm just saying this is what...
What's the point of it?
Because, look, people are dying all around the country from all these things that people would never die from. Here we go. I have here. neurobehavioral problems, autism, reproductive problems, pregnancy outcomes, excessive reactive oxygen species, oxidative stress, inflammation, blood-brain barrier disruption, pineal gland melatonin production, irritability, fatigue, concentration difficulties, depression, dizziness, tinnitus.
Under the sun, basically.
Well, it used to be like one in a few thousand children were born with autism. Now it's like one in like dozens, right?
Vincent, what I hear you saying here, and you've got a study, is that, my God, someone might die. Well, first of all, we don't know if 5G or 4G or 3G or whatever came before that, analog cell phones, is contributing to any of this. We don't know that. But further... Even if it did, even if a very small portion
this
of people...
This lists all the... I didn't print out the bibliography because there's no point in me reading it all on the air. But, these are from site. This isn't just them saying... This isn't like the abstract where we're guessing what's going to happen, right? This is what they found in, international studies from all around the world, all around the past decade, right?
People have been studying the effects of cell phone radiation for decades, and there's never really been much conclusive... From what I understand. If they were really, really were hurting people, then there would be a tort. They could go to court. They could take U.S. Cellular, Verizon, they could take all these companies to court. And if they could prove, if there was such evidence that it was these things that were causing these bad problems, they could go to court and they could get paid millions of dollars and probably shut down the industry.
Well, but that's the thing. It's regular people versus the industry where they get all this money. And so another, I do understand what you're saying. Like, correlation does imply causation. And it's one thing I would say why people are associating 5G with coronavirus is because also listed here.
Because they're conspiracy.
Because that's not an argument. Because adverse impacts on the neural, circulatory, immune, endocrine, and skeletal system. So it's the effect that 5G has on the immune system.
It's a okay.
So
it's a virus. Radio transmissions are not a virus.
But viruses attack the immune system, Ian. It's the immune. It affects the immune system.
Well, the immune system attacks the virus.
If the immune system is weakened, then the virus could overtake the body. So. The common wisdom presented in literature and media is that if there are adverse impacts resulting from high brand 5G, the main impacts will be focused on near surface phenomena such as skin cancer, cataracts, and other skin conditions. However, there is evidence that biological responses to millimeter wave irradiation can be initiated within the skin, and the subsequent system signaling the skin could result in physiological effects on the nervous system, heart, once again, the immune system. And now finally,
shut it all down.
I think we should shut down the 5G and not allow it in this country.
But 4G is okay?
I'm not saying
they also attacked 4G in this article.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but I mean with 5G it's much worse because they need to have more towers. They need to have more towers. You know, they need to cut down more trees.
Here's an interesting counter to this. I don't know if it's a counter exactly, but there's a story at Bloomberg saying that it actually may be some state behind the 5G conspiracy theory movement.
Well, it's
a researcher, another researcher, okay, so take it with a grain of salt. In Qatar, Khalifa University specializes in online disinformation networks, analyzed 22,000 recent interactions on Twitter mentioning 5G and Corona, and he said he found a large number of accounts displaying what he termed, quote, inauthentic activity, unquote. He said the effort bears some hallmarks of a state-backed campaign.
So this is the Russian bot conspiracy theory, which is that anyone who supports Trump or goes against the mainstream narrative on Twitter is a Russian bot. I mean, and, you know, they say that's why they tried to get the whole Russia gate.
But why would Russia be against 5G?
Well, I'm not saying that. I mean, I don't know.
But they actually suggested here. Jones said the campaign uses a strategy similar to Russia's Internet Research Agency, which was behind a disinformation campaign during the 2016 presidential election. But he said he hasn't yet concluded that Russia or any other governmental agency is behind this effort.
It could be because China and the U.S. are like, you know, at least companies based in China and the U.S. are real into 5G. Or, you know, they're the ones who are like at the front of 5G. China and the U.S. and so maybe Russia doesn't want to be left behind. But I just want to read this one last paragraph here because it sort of ties into what you're saying. So this is towards the end. So they have a list here. I'll just read the question. There are many possible reasons to explain this lack of consensus regarding the effects of wireless radiation. So number three I thought was the most pertinent. The research team could have a preconceived agenda where finding no adverse effects from wireless radiation was the objective of the study. For example, studies have shown that industry-funded research of wireless radiation adverse health effects is far more likely to show no effects than funding from non-industry sources. And you know, this is based off of studies taken in 2007, even so decade ago. Studies in disciplines other than wireless radiation have shown that for products of high military, commercial, and political sensitivity, organizations are hired to publish articles that conflict with a credible science and therefore create doubt as to whether the product of interest is harmful. Unfortunately, given the strong dependence of the civilian and military economies on wireless radiation, incentives for identifying adverse health effects from wireless radiation are minimal and the disincentives are many. These perverse incentives apply not only to sponsored research and development, but to the performers as well. So that's why I think
you should get rid of your cell phone.
That's why I think we see on Google, if you type in anything related to 5G,
Turn off your phone.
5G is good. No, that's not what I'm saying, Ian. That's not an argument. How much money are the 5G people paying you, Ian?
Not enough. Where's my check?
So, sorry for people who didn't get on tomorrow. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks for listening.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.